You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I can only say that this is about to be awesome. We're here with Ken Rose, and he's the president of Kendar Real Estate. Is that what you call it, Ken?
Yes.
All right. And Ken's an author. He's Britt Rosen's father. In fact, he's six other people's father, too, from what I understand. But what he's really the father of is the CCIMs here in South Florida. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's my absolute pleasure. We're going to have you interviewed by a couple other guys here later that know a lot more about real estate than I do. But first, I want to ask you, what prompted you to get involved with the CCIMs?
Well, back when I got the CCIM, I was using a Sears calculator. And, you know, that goes back.
The one that goes like this, right?
You bought it in Sears Roebuck for $25. That was in around 1972, way, way back.
I'm
one of the first CCIM.
Yeah, okay.
So I took the course figuring I wanted to really improve my education. And computers hadn't really come out very much at that point, but they were in the works.
They were big and clunky.
Yeah, right. And I took the course. It was the greatest course I've ever taken. I'll never forget, but one of my instructors got up and made a statement that I'll never forget. He says, you can pay any price for a property if you can dictate the terms. So...
there's like silence in here from this right. guy. I mean, my God, this is like great. Keep going.
Yeah.
Getting my PhD.
And, you know, I thought about that, and it helped me with seller financing and different type of financing. But when I came out, I was using an HP calculator, and I was so proud of myself that I could actually use.
Oh, see, now we can see your face.
That I could actually use a calculator. That was pretty sophisticated. And I said, gee, what a difference. And when I sat for the exam, you had to write three demonstration reports. You had to take four courses. Rough. This was not easy stuff. And when I passed in New Orleans, Louisiana, I sat for the final exam. I was so proud. I couldn't wait to put on my red button.
Oh, that's
my
great.
Red pin,
oh,
CCIM.
God bless
I was
you.
So proud of it, and I've been proud of it ever since.
That's absolutely amazing. And today, Britt's the president. Your son's the president
that's
of the local
true.
CCIM chapter.
Yes, he is.
Now, you've got a book that's coming out. It's actually a revision of a book that you wrote before. Why don't you tell me what the theme is of the book?
The theme of the book basically is investing in income properties. The subtitle, which is very, very important, is the... Big Six formula for achieving wealth in real estate. It's a formula I developed many years ago when they asked me to speak at one of the Real Estate Association meetings on income properties. I said, sure. And then I sat down. I said, what am I going to say? How do I do this?
You do it like you're doing today. You wing it.
And what I did, I went through six items, the formula came to me.
It's your checklist.
And it's a formula.
It's your checklist.
It's my checklist. They got to be there. All six got to be there.
What are the six?
All right. First is location.
Okay.
If you don't have a location, you don't have any.
Well, hold it. But are the first three location?
Oh, no. There's four. There's four.
Okay.
Location, location, location. And most important above all, location.
I wanted to make sure that we were right on point about what the... Okay,
right.
So number one, two, number one, 1A, 1A, B, 1C, 1D, and probably 1E is location. Oh, he fell out. Sandy, help him plug in.
Okay, location. Now, these have to be in order.
If they're not in order,
you get screwed up. The second one is quality built, efficiently designed.
So I found the location.
You got the location now. Okay?
Now I'm
you got
checking
the
out
location.
The real estate.
Now you're looking at an income-producing property. You're looking at an apartment building, an office building. It could be just an income-producing, small bay warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, small bay warehouse is a little different. Let's talk about apartment buildings and office buildings.
We'll leave the exceptions for your next
appearance. Yeah, there are exceptions.
Okay.
Okay, so B, the second one is what I just said. It's got to be quality built, efficiently designed. If it doesn't have enough parking, and it's a cheaply built building, you're not going to go any further. You stop.
What's third?
Number three is a tenant profile. Have these tenants been in this building a long period of time? Are they professional? Are they good tenants? Are they happy? Is one tenant on a 20,000 square foot building occupying 10,000 feet? Or do you have 21,000 square foot? Because if one tenant moves out with half the building, you're half vacant. The fourth one is upside.
Upside, that's my favorite
upside,
word. You're talking
you've
dirty.
Got to have
you're
it.
Talking
now,
dirty.
What I'd love to come across is an owner who's had the first four of the big six.
He has the first four checked.
He's got the first four. Now he's owned a building for 40 years, but it's a beauty. And the rents are under market. Why? Because instead of getting, let's say, $30 a square foot, which is the current, he's getting 23 and he's happy with it. Because
that's a lot of money compared to what he thought.
That's right. The 40 years ago, I mean, come on, he doesn't want to raise the tenants up too much anyway.
Yeah, they're all his friends.
You got it.
Oh,
you
I love it. Give me one of these.
So here you go.
Oi!
So you come in and you raise the rents now to 26 or 27. Do you know what that means on the cash flow?
Then with today's compressed cap rates.
Right. And then you hit the next one, financing.
Okay. My specialty.
You get the best financing that I can remember ever.
Yeah, you called me.
Ever in the history of the country. A friend of mine, Tony DeRosa, just got a mortgage at 3.5% from an insurance company for 20 years.
I love Tony. I've known him. West, Tony, Phyllis's partner. I love them.
Tony's the greatest.
I love him.
So there's money out there.
Tony listens. He sometimes gives me the high five on the thing. He does. He's watching now. Tony, are you listening? Give me the thing.
I hope you're listening, Tony.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm on five. Five. I've got five of the six checked. But if I don't have number six, it's not a buy, right?
I want to tell you something.
Give it to me, Ken.
If you have number five, if you have the five, then six is not as important as you think. It is important. It is important, but not as important as you think. If you can buy at a reasonable rate of return, I won't use a fancy term like cap rate, but if you can buy it at 5% or 6% return and have the upside there,
mm-hmm.
The key is usually to find an owner who's had a building, he or she or both, for a long period of time, because then the rents aren't up to so far. Get the right price. It doesn't have to be a steal.
Fair price for everybody. You got to leave something for everybody.
If you have those first five and you're paying market value, I will tell you, I never use the word guarantee. I hate it, but I will use it. I guarantee that you will have a successful investment and there'll be appreciation, increase in value. And you don't have to be a real estate professional. You can start with $50,000. You can go to a top broker, CCIM.
Maybe somebody that works for Marcus and Millichap.
Right.
Maybe like Alex.
Absolutely.
Alex has been on
Alex,
the show.
Absolutely.
We love Alex.
Yeah. Alex and, Marcus and Millichap is a great firm. They sold my Kendar building 3 years ago.
Tell me the story behind the Kendar name, the Kendar building.
Well,
tell me that.
The Kendar name is my name, Ken, and then DA is David, and so that's Kendar, and then R is for Rosen. So that's how Kendar came about.
Okay.
That's how it came about.
Okay. That was a heck of a building. Did you build that building?
No, I didn't. I bought it for $3.5 million.
What'd you sell it for? Or rather, what did Marcus and Millichap sell it for?
10-3.
Well, I think we can stop right there. Ken knows what he's doing. We'll have Marcus and Millichap on right after this to talk about how to get you a 300% return on your... Wanda, how much more time do I have in the segment?
As long as you like, but a minute will be good.
Okay, probably a minute to keep form. So, Ken, I want to go back for a minute to the CCIMs, then we're going to go for a quick break, then we're going to have the guys from Marcus and Millichap on. They're going to talk a little bit about Marcus and Millichap, then we're going to talk to you about some questions, too.
Can I say one thing about CCIM?
Sure, I want you to.
I went up to Asheville, North Carolina. I usually don't invest out of town, except maybe on large acreage tracts.
Right.
I saw beautiful acreage tracts on a river with a mile of paved road frontage, and I put a $5,000 deposit on it because I liked it, but I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea.
Wait, you said liked and yet you didn't know what you were doing. Those are two negatives on your list. Those are eight and nine.
What did I say?
You said you liked it and you didn't know what you were doing.
No, I fell in love with it.
That's what I meant.
I fell in love with it, but I had no idea the value. So I figured, well, a CCIM in Asheville, I'd look it up. I see a name by the name of Stan Greenberg, CCIM. I called Stan up. He used to live on Miami Beach. He was a tax lawyer. Would you come over? This was a Sunday. He drove all the way over. My wife and I were staying in a motel. He looked at it. He became my partner. We paid $2,200 an acre. And 3 years later, we sold it for $4,500 an acre. That is how important it is to deal with a CCIM.
I love it. I'm not going. You can't say another word. We're going to end on that. That was just the greatest segment. You were the greatest. You can stick with me and be on with the Marcus guys?
Oh, I'm going to love it.
Oh, this is great. Wanda, make me dance. We'll be right back with great information, great stories, and great fun. Oh, my gosh. If you're in traffic, just listen to us. You'll smile.